Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1960, recorded on Thursday the 25th of May 2017, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Sarah Lusher and I'm joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Sarah. We'd like to say a warm welcome to new listeners Mrs. Pamela Clark of Taverham and Mr. Roy Bruton of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with our news items, we have two features. One on memories of the Prince's restaurant on Guildhall Hill, and another looking back at the life of a local policeman. We also have a letter to the Evening News and Information Desk. At the end of this recording, you will have Let's Talk. Our first news stories include a special fortnight to celebrate the city's historic market, but first, mindless vandals have upset a local family.
The family of a 7-year-old girl who died while playing at a funfair revealed they faced a never-ending nightmare after mindless vandals trashed a memorial garden created in her memory. Summer Grant from Helsden died after the bouncy castle she was playing on blew away in the wind at Harlow in Essex last year. Her family worked alongside staff at Valley Primary Academy, where the youngster had served on the school council, to create a garden where her family and classmates could sit and reflect on her life. However, a group of 4 teenagers, some in school uniform, went on a wrecking spree at the school, hurling bricks onto the roof of the building before scrawling over floors and walls with chalk and then thrashing the garden.
East Anglian flower growers are back to campaign to get patriotic shoppers to buy more British blooms. The UK cut flower and indoor plant market is worth an estimated £2.2 billion, but British growers only supply 12% of it, a percentage which has withered in the last 30 years amid growing competition from abroad. The National Farmers Union's Backing British Blooms report says the annual value of imports of cut flowers increased from around £122 million in 1988 to £666 million in 2015, with the majority arriving from the Netherlands. But now, during the week of the Chelsea Flower Show, the NFU has called for a renewed push from retailers, florists and growers to champion a renaissance in local production, including provenance labelling to give shoppers a universally recognisable symbol to identify homegrown blooms. The quality of the plants grown in this country is exceptionally high, having more of an understanding of what is in season, a reduction in air miles, and buying something local is very important.
Police are appealing for information after a life buoy was stolen from near the River Wensum in Norwich. The safety device was taken from St George's Street near Norwich Playhouse. A police spokesman said the suspect then ran off towards Colgate and Oak Street. Caroline Richardson, director of Norwich Playhouse, which is by the river, stressed the importance of life buoys and she said, "I don't think we've ever had anyone in need of one here, but they are important because they do save lives." It's understood that the life buoy has been returned.
A celebration of Norwich's more than 900-year-old market will take place over the next 2 weeks as part of Love Your Local Market Fortnight. Norwich City Council will be highlighting different stalls on its Twitter page. And visitors to the market on Wednesday, May the 31st, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, can take part in a treasure trail to find Norwich and Norfolk local heroes, have their face painted, win market vouchers and other goodies in a free lucky dip, plus enjoy live music. As well as being great for children, the free treasure trail is an opportunity to explore the diverse range of goods on offer at Norwich Market, from vacuum cleaner parts to cakes, sausages, city souvenirs, books and fruit and vegetables, plus there's a prize for everyone who completes the trail. Love Your Local Market is a national campaign which runs every year to celebrate market culture, highlight the importance of markets to their communities and local economies, and encourage entrepreneurship.
Armed police are patrolling at a number of key locations across Norfolk and in Norwich in a bid to boost security and reassure the public in the aftermath of the Manchester terror attack. Police with guns were seen on the streets in Thetford and Great Yarmouth, while they were also spotted inside Castle Mall. This paper understands that Castle Mall is one of five Norwich locations where armed units will be deployed. The others are the Forum, Gentleman's Walk, Into Chapelfield and the railway station. Norfolk Police did not confirm the locations, but said the public would be seeing an increased police presence.
More than £6,000 was raised for a children's charity at an event which allowed people to enjoy Norfolk's finest food while walking around one of the county's most picturesque estates. Hundreds of foodies enjoyed the culinary treats on offer, the Walk with Fork event in aid of Ormiston families. Hosted at Kimberley Hall, just outside Norwich, more than 300 walkers embarked on an 8-mile amble around the picturesque estate while indulging in tasty treats from the region's food and drink producers at stops along the way. Producers with food stops at the event included Woodford's Brewery, Wynn Hill Norfolk Cider, Wild Night English Vodka, Crush Foods, Essence Foods, Fairfield Farm Crisps, The Fruit Pig Company, Candy's Chutney, Blue Welly Farm, Grey Seal Coffee, The English Whiskey Company, Mackenzie Davis Events and Algie's Popcorn.
A supermarket chain has revealed plans to open a new £600,000 store at the former Rush Lighting site in Norwich. The vacant unit on Sposton Road has been empty ever since the family-run business relocated in February 2015. But the co-op has announced it is hoping to move in by the end of this year. A spokesman for the company said that its new 2,900-square-foot convenience store would create 15 new jobs for the area. It comes almost exactly a year after Sainsbury's shelved its proposals to open a store on the same site. Should Co-op receive permission to open the store, it will move into the existing ground floor of the existing unit. The original supermarket plans, which also included the erection of two flats, were first submitted to Norwich City Council in 2013, but in June that year they were turned down by a planning committee. Mr. Rush, who owns the site, appealed against the decision and a year later the proposals were given the go-ahead by a planning inspector. While the two flats are now occupied, the ground floor space has been vacant for more than 2 years.
The hard work of Archant journalists and photographers has been recognised at this year's Regional Press Awards. The annual event, organised by the Society of Editors, celebrates the very best of regional newspaper journalism. The prestigious event saw two Archant reporters and one photographer take home awards in their respective categories. Our sister paper, the East End Daily Press, was also highly commended in the Daily Sunday newspaper with a circulation over 20,000 category. Former EDP and Evening News education correspondent Martin George won Science and Education Journalist of the Year. Meanwhile, EDP and Dis Mercury photographer Sonia Duncan was selected as the Weekly Photographer of the Year. And Emma Yule from Archant's Investigation Unit won Weekly Reporter of the Year.